Okay, let's get into Perek Dalet of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis, the fourth Perek, and this is the second Perek relating to the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. This Perek is a parallel to Melachim Aleph Perek Zion, where different Kalim are described. Last Perek we had Shlomo HaMelech starting to build a Mikdash and speaking to Hiram to be able to get the supplies. And in this Perek he built a number of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them are parallel to the Kalim of the Mishkan, and some of them are expanded. Here he builds the Mizbeach and the Yam, which was the big mikvah in the middle of the Azara, and then you have the Kior, the Shulchanos, and other Kalim that is described, the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim and the Menorah, that is all described here in Perek Dalet of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis. So let's start from the beginning. Again, we're going to parallel it to the Perek Zion of Malachim Aleph. Vayas Mizbeach, Mizbach, Vayas Mizbach Nechoshes. Shlomo HaMelech builds the Mizbach Nechoshes. That's the build big Mizbeach. We know there are two Mizbechos, one outside, one inside. Outside meaning in the Azara. It has three names, Mizbeach Nechoshes, Mizbeach HaOla, Mizbeach HaChitzon. Not to be confused with the inner Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaKtores, Mizbeach HaZav. Right? Each of them have three names. So Vayas Mizbach Nechoshes, Esra Amo Arko, Esra Amo Rochbo, 20 by 20 Amos, Esra Amos Komas, so very large structure, 10 Amos high. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira discusses the Mizbeach that Shlomo made right here, and the Rambam describes how exact it was in space. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, HaMizbeach Mikomo Mechuvan BiYoser. The Mizbeach was in an exact spot. Vein Mishanin Oso Mimkomo LaOlam. You never switch it. You never change the spot. Shneamar V'zeh Mizbeach LaOlah LiYisrael. UBeMikdash Ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shneamar V'lech Lecha LeEretz HaMoriah V'neamar B'Divrei HaYamim. As we noted, Vayachos Shlomo Levnos is Beis Hashem Yerushalayim Bahar Hamoria, Asher Nira Lo David Aviyu, Asher Heichin Mamakam David Begoran Oren and Haivusi. We just had that in a previous year. That lashon, what does it mean? Asher Heichin Bamakam David. Right, we had different shot than what that meant, but that's what the Rambam says. In this spot, that's where Yitzchak Avinu the Akedah took place. Umisores Biyad Hakol, fascinating lashon, and everybody knows. Umisores biyana kol, says the Rambam. Shamakom shebana bo David uShlomo hamizbeach. In the spot that David and Shlomo built the mizbeach, begorin aravna, hu hamakom shebana bo Avraham hamizbeach. V'akad alav Yitzchak. So you know that the Beis HaMikdash was built in the spot of the Akedah, because the same word is used in the Torah and the Ksuvim here, Moria. But now the Rambam says, but we know in that spot also, it's a Misores Biyad Kol, that's where Avram Avinu did it. Hu Amakom Shebana Bo Noach, Kishyatza Men HaTeva. That's the place where Noach brought a korban when he went out of the Teva. V'hu HaMizbeach Shehikriv Olav Kayin Vehevel. That's the spot where they gave karbanos. Ubo Hikriv Adamarishon, Kishin Nivra Karban. Right? After he was created, so going backwards in time. Yitzchak, Noach, Kayin and Hevel, Adam. Adam was created and he brings a karban. Umisham Nivra. And even before that, he was created from that spot. Omr Chachamim Adam Imakam Kaparaso Nivra. And then the Rambam adds, Midos HaMizbeach Mechuvenos Harbe Vitzuraso Yedua Ishmiish. The Midos, the measurements, were given by Misora. UMizbeach Shabanu Bnei HaGola Ke'ein Mizbeach Shasili Banos Asuhu Vein Lohosav HaMidos V'Olegro HaMimenu. And then the Rambam says, and Halacha Dalet, UShlosh Neviim Alu Maman HaGola. There were three Neviim that came up with them by Shiva Sion. Echad Heyed Lohen Amakam HaMizbeach. One testified about where the Mizbeach, the spot was. V'echad Heyed Lohen Amidosav. One about the measurements. V'echad Heyed Lohen Shemakriven Alam Mizbeach. Hazeh. Kol HaKarbanas Avi She'im Shambayis. And one was made that you could give karbanas even though you don't have a base of English. You have a Mizbeach. So Rav Soloveitchik was wondered, and even the Soloveitchik family, that what does it mean Heyed Amakam? What do you need to be made Amakam HaMizbeach? What if you could do the measurements and figure it out? You know exactly where the Mizbeach was. Maybe you see the markings where the previous one was. No. Sounds like for the Rambam you need a Navi. So some Salvechiks use this as a Raya, that if you're this part of a mitzvah's assay that is out of the Misorah, we don't have the authority to put it back in unless you have a Navi. Right now, this is part of the sugya of Tchelas. We're in Tchelas Bezban Hazeh. So many major poskim on both sides of the issue, but one of the major issues that are discussed in the anti-group is that, it was out of the Misorah, and we don't have the power to put back a mitzvah saseh, or part of a mitzvah saseh that was out of the Misorah. And they base it on this Rambam. This Rambam, you need an edus from a Navi about the Makom HaMizbeach. Why? Just figure it out. That's the Rambam. Again, that's the Mizbeach, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech built here. That Mizbeach, Vayas Mizbach Nechoshes Esrim, he reads it. Okay, next, Vayas Es Hayam. He builds the Yam. The Yam is the sea because it is a huge mikvah. Like we know, Yam Shel Shlomo is the sefer of the Maharshal on Shas. He named it Yam Shel Shlomo. So Vayas Es Hayam. So the original Yam Shel Shlomo is right here. He built the Yam Mutzak Eser Ba'ama Misfaso Asfaso. Its diameter was 10 agol saviv, circular. V'chamesh Ba'ama Komaso, 5 amas high. V'kav Shloshim Ba'ama. Its circumference was 30 amos. Yasov Oso Saviv. So interesting. It's the circumference is 30 and the diameter is 10. So that's 1 to 3. Usually we look at that as pi. Pi is that the circumference to the diameter is 3.14. And here it just says 3. So you might say the Gemara Erevin discusses, maybe just round it. 3.14 is like 3. That's what it says. The Vilna Gaon, in his genius, says if you look in the parallel pasuk in Malachim, there's a kri and a ksiv. It doesn't say kav kuf vav, it's kuf vav hey. Kuf vav hey kava. And the kav to kava, kav is gematria 106, kav is gematria 111. An extra hey, an extra 5. The ratio of that 106 to 111 is 1.047. And times 3 is 3.14. The Gra says there is a remez to the actual pi in the psukim here with the kri and the ksiv. Okay, so you have this huge yam, huge mikvah. Shloshim ama yasuvo sosaviv utumus bikarim tachaslo. And this huge mikvah was supported by oxen, 12 oxen. Tachaslo saviv saviv sovivim oso. Eser ba'ama, makifim es hayam saviv. It's all around this yam. Shnayim turim habakar yitzukim b'mutzakto. They were all mold with copper. Omer al shtem aser bakar, 12 cattle. Shlosha banim lesafona, 3 to the north. Shlosha banim yama, they're all facing out. 3 to the north, 3 to the west. Shloshim, shlosha banim negba, 3 to the south. Or shlosha banim mizracha, to the east. V'hayam aleim ilamala. And this big, huge mikvah is on top of them. V'chol acharem baisa. And they're all facing out, so their behind is facing in, and it is covered. V'av yo tefach, let's finish the yam. A thickness of the rim is a tefach. Usfaso kamase sfaskos perach shoshana. Machzik batim, it held a huge amount. Shloshis alofim yachil, 3,000 batim. That's the name of a measurement. What was this used for? What was this used for? We're about to see that there were also kiyorim here, like the kiyor, to wash one's hands and feet. So there are those that say that this was also used to wash the hands and the feet. The Radak here says, is it used for some mikvah? The Radak here says, based on the pasuk, the next pasuk, look at pasuk above for a second. Vahayam l'rachza l'konibo, for the kohen to wash themselves. Sounds like mikvah. The Radak. Pirish hey hayam letvilas kohanim shayutovlin mitum asan lesocho. They would tovel from their tuma in it. This was used for tevila. Some achronim, the Mishpat Azov quotes some achronim. How could that be? You're not allowed to come into the azara when you're tuma. You're going to come into the azara in order to go to the mikvah, to run out of the azara. You can't be mash hatuma in the azara. Besides the fact that it's pretty, like you climb out of this, it's a choser tznius. Like it doesn't say that you were able to put up any other type of mechitza here. So some say it was just used for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It was used for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, like the kiyar. The Mishpat Azov says maybe it's also just as a reminder of the kohanim to the kohanim, based on the Rambam at the end of Sefer Tara, the last Rambam of Hilchos Mikvos, where he quotes, Kishem Sham Machavin Libo Litair, Kivan Shetav Altar, Vabishon Eschadish, Begufo Davar, Kacha Machavin Libo Litair, Nafshom Itumas Hanafashos. You have to have the Tara of the Mei Hadas. Kivan Shiskum Belibo Lifrosh Meosan Eitzos. You go into the mikveh, it purifies you. So too, the Machshava purifies you. Maybe Shlomo put this next to the Mizbeach to show that the, just like the Mizbeach, you know, with Karbanos, but it also has to do with Kavana. So too, whenever you go to a mikveh, it has to do with Kavana. Okay, either way, seems to be a Machokos Rishonim, what it was used for in terms of the Kohanim. Also interesting, you have cattle here. Oxen, what does that remind us of? Right, under this Yam, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have cows. Sounds like Egel. Remember, ain't kateger nasa saneger. That's why you can't use the shofar of a cow. So what's going on here? Why is that allowed? And what's the message? So some say, I saw again the Mishpat Azov in Malachim says, well, maybe here it's clearly avdos, right? It's holding, it's schlepping something. It's not like they're worshiping it and it's in the middle and they're dancing around it. It's clearly avdus. It's clearly underneath holding a burden. So maybe that's why it's not a problem. Or one might just say, in a chinami, it looks like the cheta eka. But what's the difference between, and this is how the Beis Halevi formulates it, what's the difference between the egel and the kruvim? They're both golden images. Why is one a mitzvah gedola and it's the source of kedusha yisera, and one is usur and terrible and the cause of all of our pain? The difference is one word, tzivui. Tzivui. Was it a tzivui or not? And that's the Beis Halevi's suggestion in Parshas Kisisa of what was the root sin of the Cheta Egel. It wasn't Avodah Zara. It wasn't that they totally didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they were just trying to come up with new avenues to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. It's a new avenue, right? That's all they were doing. The Bikshu Yisrael Uz. Acharei Sharo de Moshe Yaomei Bein Hashem Uveinam. Lova. Moshe didn't come back. Ratzu Lasos Makam Yuchad. Sheim Sukal Asher Bo Yeh Hashras Hashchina. They wanted to bring Hashras Hashchina. And they even went to Aaron HaKohen. It says, Shuiya, can we have your gold? Ubikshu Mimenu Kumasei Lanu Vakavanashi Yeh Makam Yuchad Hashras Hashchina. Machshavasam She Yisrael Hayu Bazela Tova, says the Beis HaLevi. Amnam Toba Zeh Tos Echad, but they made one major mistake. Yes, it's true that all maisim of a human being has amazing tikkunim v'sidurim tovim in all the upper worlds, but that's with one caveat. If the Torah commanded us to do it, you know why the kruvim were a mitzvah? Because they were mitzvah. That's why it was a good thing. No, the point is, no, it's about the mitzvah. If you're commanded to do it, it's a mitzvah. If you're not, you're making up your own ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's terrible. And that's why, says the Beis HaLevi, it says over and over again in Parshas Pekudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because as Chazal say, the Mishkan was a tikkun for the Cheta Egel. And that's, he says, there's a medrash that says, Nasa V'nishma is a tikkun to the Elo Elohecha Yisrael. So maybe also here, right? The point is, yeah, there were 12 cows. But the point is that that Shlomo HaMelech was told by David, this is part of a Kol Bechsav. Remember we had the pasuk at the end of the Devar Yamim Aleph, that everything about the Beis HaMikdash had to be benevuah. HaKol Bechsav. Everything was handed over from David HaMelech to Shlomo. And that's why the Yam looked like this. Again, you have all these cattle underneath, and you have the way that it looks, that it schleps underneath, and it's the bird. Okay. Vaya'as, so what we have so far, we have the Mizbeach, and we have the Yam, this big mikvah, and the discussion what it was used for. Vayas kiyorim asara. And there were many kiyorim. There were 10 kiyorim, right? The Mafari says, besides the one that Moshe Rabbeinu built. Vayitin chamisha miyamin, v'chamisha mispol. 5 to the right, 5 to the left. Left, right, and left of what? Of the kiyor of Moshe. L'rachsa b'hem es ma'aseh ha'ola yadichu bam. They washed their hands and feet. They washed the innards of the ola before they burned it. Vayam l'rachsa l'kohanim bo. And then the yam, again, was used, l'rachsa l'kohanim. Radak says it was used for a mikvah. By the way, what do you mean? Isn't this in a kli? Mayim she'uvim. Right? So isn't it in a kli? So the Radak quotes the Medrash that says, no. There was pipes underneath going through the legs of the cows, of the bakar, of the oxen. It went all the way through into underground sources. So it was all connected to the ground. Amar Shuvan Levi, says the Radak, Em amas hamayim haysanim shachas lo me'in item. Ve'hayu ragle hashvarim psuchim karimonim. The legs, the feet of the oxen on the bottom were open, like pomegranates. Klomar, mitachas haaretz. Vayu boim lo amayim, the water came through there. Vayu nechnasim va'olim, derach ragle hashvarim, it went through the legs. Shepsuchin mitachteim v'chalulim, they were hollow, and that's how it went through. So it was all connected to the ground. Vayas es menorahs hazav esek mishpatim. He Shlomo made 10 golden menorahs. Right, Moshe made one, Shlomo made 10. Vayitin ba'hechal chamesh b'im v'chesh b'ispol. He put them all in the hechal. 10 and 10. Where? To the right and to the left. They were all, Chazal pointed out, on the south. Right, the menorah was on the south side, so to the right and left, to the east and west of that menorah of Moshe, they had 11 all the way on the south side, and the shulchanos on the opposite, on the north side. Vayasa shulchanos asara, vayanach bahechol chamisha biyamin vachamisha bespol vayas mizrake zahav meya, and they made the mizrakos. So there was 10 or maybe 11 shulchanos and 10 menorahs. There is a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara in Menachos. They had 10. Shulchan. So, did they use 10 shulchans? They had lechem upon him times 11. They lit all the menorahs, so that's a machlokas, and it's hard to know from the psukim, because the psukim here say that they, as we'll see a little bit later on, he made 10. So, you would think if you build a shulchan, you should use it. But if he said towards the end, it says, in Pasuk Yutes, we're going to have, he built a shulchanos, va'alehem lechem upon him. So, does that mean on them, on both of them, on all of them? So there are psukim that you have to put together. But Menachos, Tzadi Tesam and Aleph, says the Tana Rabbanan, Asara Shulchanos Asa Shlomo Velohayu Masadrin Ela Al Shel Moshe. He made 10 Shulchanos, but only Moshe one got the Lechem upon him. Shneimar Ves HaShulchan Asher Alav Lechem upon him Zahav. Pasuk in Malachim. Eser Menorahs Asa Shlomo Velohayu Malikin Ela B'Shel Moshe. Same thing according to this first opinion. Shlomo Melech made 10 menorahs, but they only lit the one for Moshe. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Al Kulam Hayu Masadrin. No, they used all of them. Rashi says sometimes this one, sometimes that one. Maybe not all together. The Mikdash David notes that it must be that Shlomo HaMelech had the Nevuah, had this been Nevuah, because they put him on all. Shneimar Es HaShulchanos, what we just read, the pasuk at the end of our parak. V'aleihem lechem upon him, ubekulan hayu malikin, and also they used to light all of them. So they machlokes tanoim, whether they were all used or they were not used. Only the one for Moshe Rabbeinu was used. And there's a lot of symbolism of that, whether you only use the one for Moshe, you show covet, but it's surrounded by others. Vayas es menorah. So we have the menorahs and we have the shulchanos. Vayas chatzar ha-kohanim va-azara ha-gadola. And he continues, he starts making the structure. The chatzar of the kohanim and the azara. What does that mean? That's what we know. The Mefarsh explains. The azara, the first 11 amos on the east side of the azara is called Ezros Yisrael. The next 11 amos, Ezros kohanim. Right, that's the first 22 amos. Then comes the Mizbeach, going from east to west. Ujlasos la'azara, v'adalsazim, sipa nechoshes. You have the doors. If that's talking about the doors of the Azara, it was copper. Why was it copper? Why didn't they make it gold? So this goes back to Yuma la'melches, and that is, of course, the doors of Nicanor. And Nicanor, they didn't undo those doors and make it into gold because of the nace and the mesiris nefesh that he showed, and they wanted to keep it as a remembrance. Vayas chur mesasiris vesayom mizrakos. Chiram came in again, helped make a lot of these kalim, the shovels and the pots and the mizrakos. Vayachal chiram laso or churam laso says the malacha. Churam finished. Asher Asalam El Shlomo Veis Elokim. Amudim, then the Sukkim describe these beautiful pillars with nettings and lattice work and pomegranates all on top. In the Malachim, they're called Yachin and Boaz, the names of the pillars. Pasuk Yuzayin. Bekikar Ayardin Yitzakam HaMelech, in the plains of the Jordan, that's where he made these copper pillars. Yitzakam HaMelech, Ba'aviyah Adama, they used the clay in the dirt there, Bein Sukkos Uvein Srei Dasa. Vayah Shlomo Askol HaKelem HaEl LaRov Ma'o, Shlomo made huge amounts of kelim. Kilo Nechkar Mishkal Nechoshes, they couldn't even weigh it. Vayah Shlomo Askol HaKelem Asher Beis Elokim, Ves Mizbech HaZahav, Mizbech Ves HaShulchanos, Va'aleim Lechem Apanim. Interesting, the Achronim point out that if you look in Parshas Truma, where all the kalim are listed that they have to be made, a few, only by a few, by like two, we also have lechora the avoda of that's associated with these kalim. By the lechem upon him, it says in Truma, it talks about that you shall put the, let me find the pasuk. Here, you should put the, and the chinuch counts it as a mitzvah based on that pasuk. V'nasata al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. You should put the shulchan on. And ask the achronim, why is that Parshas Truma? Parshas Truma is just a binyan, hakelim. It's not about the avoda. The avoda is later on. It was later on as is described. So explain some achronim, the mitzvah samelech and others. It must be that, at least according to some rishonim, the lechem apanim on the shulchan is not just a avoda that's done on the shulchan, but it's also part of the definition of shulchan. It's not called shulchan unless it has the lechem apanim on it. So the shulchan is a din in the binyan, the chinuch Hashulchan and the Avoda. That's what the Mitzvah Samala quotes. The Muchach Mikan, the Lechem Apanim Me'etzem Tzuras Hashulchan Hu. Ukshe'en Olav Lechem Apanim Lecha Allah Shem Shulchan. V'lachin Mekomahu Bebinyan Hashulchan. And that's why it's in Parshas Truma. Not everyone would agree to this. And this you also could ask this about Mizbeach. You could also about the Karban Tamid, which is mentioned but with the Mizbeach in Parshas Tetzaveh. Right? There's a number of them. But that's the Lechem Apanim has a special place, not just as an Avodah done on the Shulchan, but it is symbolic as a part and parcel of the Shulchan itself. You could ask the same thing with the menorah, Vesmenorosem, and Erosem, Levaram, Kamishpat, Lefnei Advir. You put the menorahs in there, Zahav Sagur, closed gold. Right? The Gemara in Yumadaf Memhei. What do you mean, closed gold? When they took out this gold, all the other gold sellers in the country, you know, closed their shops. You can't compare to this gold. Because the Beis HaMikdash was the most beautiful, the most gorgeous place and building in the world. Vaperfa Neros and the flowers and the neros and the melkachaim, all else that was used in the menorah, and finally Pasach Chavez, he builds the inner doors and the Kodesh Kadashim, the holiest of holies. This is all part of the Binyan Hamikdash. Baruch Hashem, next parak we get into Vatishlam. The Beis Hamikdash is finished and built, and we go on to the next stage. This was Parak Dalid of Divrei Hayamim Beis.